Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, the words just prior to our first scripture reading this morning. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. Indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place in you your own land. And you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. So far, so good text. May be seated. In Christ Jesus, the Lord of life, from whom both physical and spiritual life comes to us, dear fellow redeemed, the world is constantly changing. We see that everywhere. Things that once were certain and sure and trustworthy, a few years later, I looked upon as obsolete, discarded, and no longer trusted. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. 35 years ago, I became pastor in a little town north of here in Milston, Wisconsin. I was encouraged by the president of the congregation to join the volunteer fire department. He was the fire chief of that department. His reasoning was, in that small little town, most of the men that had jobs worked outside of town. So all that was left in town were old people and mothers who stayed at home with their little children. So there's not too many people around to respond to any kind of emergency calls or fire. So I joined the volunteer fire department, took some classes, and one of them was CPR. As you know, CPR stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Cardio from the Greek word, which means heart, pulmonary from the Latin, which means lungs, resuscitation, which means to revive or bring back to life. It's breathing into the lungs and massaging the heart. And so I was taught to pinch the nose of the victim, breathe two short breaths in their mouth, and then clench your hands, find the breastbone, and push down about 1.5 inches into their breast 30 times. Then 2 more breaths, then 30 more compressions, and so forth. That was invented or brought into play back in 1960 by the American Heart Association and still is used today. I just found out recently that there are two new CPR methods that are being used that many people say is even better. One is just compressions. If you are one of the first responders and you have some apparatus, compress 200 times, then shock the heart. And then keep on compressing the heart again and shock the heart. If you're all alone, just keep compressing without the breaths. The other one was invented about a year and a half ago in some university, and they said that so many breastbones and chests were broken from the other way that they say you depress on the abdomen. Depress up, forces air out, and when you let release, air comes back in. And they say that is much, much better than the old way, the tried and true way. So what does all this have to do with our text this morning? Well, every single one of you here this morning who is a believer in Jesus Christ has experienced God's spiritual CPR program. It's a program that began 6,000 years ago and continues today without change. It will never change. It's the only program that works. Without God's breath of life in Adam and Eve, they nor we would be alive. Without the word of life, our hearts of faith would not live, would not beat, would have no pulse. Our text this morning is definitely very strange. Ezekiel was taken into a valley and he saw bones. Bones upon bones upon bones. A whole valley full of bones. In fact, we're told, Ezekiel wrote, "And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry." Imagine this picture. Here's a man sitting in this valley, and all around him are bones. Skulls, leg bones, arm bones, rib cages, back bones, all dry, scattered all over the valley. And then the Lord says to him, "Son of man, can these bones live?" No way. But Ezekiel, who knows that with God all things are possible, faithfully replies, "O Lord God, you know." Indeed, God, only God knows that answer, because life only comes from God. He's the author of life, both physical and spiritual life. And so God does something even more strange. He tells Ezekiel to stand in the midst of all those bones and start preaching, prophesying to these bones. Just picture that in your mind. You're driving along and you see this big valley full of bones, and there's a man in the midst of it, and he's talking. He's preaching to all these dry bones. Today, that one would be considered a good candidate for an insane asylum. But what man looks upon as being insane and foolish is not to God. So Ezekiel began to preach. "O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord." And suddenly there was a rattling noise, and the bones began to move. And then bone upon bone joined together perfectly. And then tendons and sinews and flesh covered it. Skin covered it. Amazing. But the bodies were still dead. What was missing? Breath. Life. And so Ezekiel was commanded to call out to breath. The word breath literally means spirit. It's that life-giving principle in man. The breath of life that came from God when he breathed into Adam and Eve. And so Ezekiel cries out, "Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live." And they all came to life. We're told they all stood up. And our text says they were an exceedingly great army. What in the world does all this mean? Well, this is a physical picture, a revelation of God's miracle of conversion. This revelation to Ezekiel was a physical picture of God's spiritual CPR program upon dead, spiritually dead people. For there are dry bones everywhere in this world. You and I were spiritually dry bones at one time. We were alive, we were talking, we were eating, we were drinking, but we were spiritually dead in sin. Spiritually dead in unbelief. Like dry bones. Our Lord tells us that in Ephesians 2. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And again, the Lord says through Paul in Colossians 2, and you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. God has performed CPR on all of us who were once spiritually dead. Dead in unbelief. Dead in our sins. He performed this spiritual CPR upon you and upon me and every single child of God, every believer in Christ that's ever walked upon the face of this earth. How did He do it? The same way Ezekiel did it. Through the foolishness of preaching the Word of God. We all agree how foolish it is to stand in a bunch of bones and speak to them about Jesus, right? Well, actually, it's just as foolish to speak to a living, breathing human being who is spiritually dead in unbelief. And yet God commands me and you to do that. The Lord says, by nature, we're all dead. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Why can't he know them? Why are they foolishness to him? Because natural man is spiritually dead. Dead in unbelief. It would be just as humanly foolish for me to preach to a living human being who is an unbeliever as it is to preach to dry bones in man's eyes. Not in God's. That's how spiritual life comes. That's how God's spiritual CPR program works. The Spirit comes to the Word to work upon the dead, lifeless, unbelieving heart. Spiritual resuscitation comes to the Word and the Spirit. Nowhere else is spiritually dead mankind going to receive life. The Lord clearly says to the Apostle Paul, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That valley of dry bones indeed is a stark, stark picture of spiritual death and unbelief. Without the Lord, there is no spiritual life. In fact, there is no life at all. These bones were insensible to anything. They had no feelings. They couldn't think. They weren't affected by anyone. They were helpless, hopeless, lying there. Just like unbelieving mankind without Jesus Christ. It's only through the foolishness of preaching the gospel message of salvation, which our Lord says in 1 Corinthians, that man is brought to faith in Christ Jesus. The good news that Jesus Christ came, suffered, died, was risen again, alone creates faith. That spiritual breath and life is the Spirit. Again, the Lord says to Paul, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus himself says to his disciples, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Is it any greater miracle for God to take a bunch of dead bones, dry bones, and speak to them, join them together, put tendons and sinews and flesh and skin on them, and breathe life into them? Is it any greater miracle to do that than to take a living but spiritually dead unbelieving person and lead him to repentance and create living faith in his heart? To mankind, preaching the gospel is useless. It's nonsense. It's like taking a stick, watering it, sticking it in the ground, and hoping that buds will come forth and fruit will grow. But God says, poke out the eyes of your reason and trust me. Ezekiel did. And he saw the miraculous results of his proclamation of the word. A whole army of people standing there that were at one time just dry bones. And we see the results too, every day. Unbelieving people hearing the good news of salvation and being brought to faith in Jesus Christ. That brings us to the last point of our sermon text, the success of God's CPR program. Does it work? We've already touched on that. Yes. There is living, breathing testimonies. The success of God's CPR program, Ezekiel saw with his very own eyes. I see it right now, looking at you. You see it, looking at me. We were formerly dead, unbelieving people. You're now here, confessing your sins, professing your faith in Jesus Christ, hearing the good news of salvation being proclaimed to you. We see the success of God's CPR program every time I get on the pulpit and proclaim the good news of salvation. Every time you go out from these doors and take that good news and tell some spiritually dead person the gospel of salvation and see the Holy Spirit work on their hearts. We see the success of God's spiritual CPR program every time we continue to hear and read God's word and keep our faith life vibrant and alive in Christ. The Lord ends this marvelous section of Scripture with some words to Ezekiel concerning the immediate future of the children of Israel. This valley of bones, and then the people come, the bones becoming alive, was a picture for Israel too. The Lord says to them, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. The same promise has been given to the New Testament Christians as well. New Testament Israel. How many countless millions and millions and millions of dry bones are there now today, walking the streets of Middleton, of this world. And the gospel message touches their hearts, and the Holy Spirit works in their hearts, and they are taken from their graves, spiritual graves, to life. Life in Christ Jesus. God has promised us that He will quicken us through His Word, create faith in our hearts to the gospel, that we have salvation through Jesus Christ from sin, death, Satan, and hell. Through our Savior's crucifixion on the cross and resurrection, we are declared righteous in Christ, forgiven, and in the assurance of everlasting life. And then God says, someday, You will call us forth from our graves, quicken us, make us alive again, with bodies will never ever die, and take us to our true home, in heaven. The ultimate CPR. May the Lord's CPR program of His Word and of the Spirit work in every one of our hearts, as we see it in the text this morning. New spiritual life out of dry bones, being filled with the Holy Spirit and with His Word, made to stand up on our feet like a huge army, ready for service in the Lord's kingdom. Because that is what we are. We are living, breathing soldiers of Christ Jesus, ready to serve our Lord in thanksgiving for the one who gave us life. Amen.